This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 9 dead, 28 injured in Ramechhap bus accident. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba points out the need to protect and develop the music and drama sector and spread it in the international arena, bans charges at hotels and restaurants. Now, the news in detail. 9 people died and 28 others were injured in a bus accident that occurred in Ramechhap district this morning. Of the dead, 4 are females and 5 are males, but their identities are yet to be ascertained. The bus heading towards Kathmandu from Ramechhap met with an accident along the border of Sunapati Rural Municipality 5 and Khadadevi Municipality 1. According to Ramechhap Chief District Officer Deepak Kumar Pahadi, 9 people have been confirmed dead in the accident. The accident reportedly took place at 10:30 a.m. 3 persons with serious injuries were airlifted to Kathmandu while remaining others were transported to Dholikhel Hospital in Kabripalanchok for treatment. The bus fell some 35 meters down the road. The cause of the accident is yet to be established. Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba today unveiled a statue of the founding leader of Nepal Trade Union Congress and former Prime Minister late Girija Prasad Koirala. The bust of the late leader is installed at the Girija Prasad Koirala Workers' Memorial Building, Anamnagar, and it is unveiled coinciding with the late leader's 99th birth anniversary. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deoba described the late Girija Prasad Koirala as an untiring and amiable leader and added that late Koirala, who went through difficult ups and downs during his political career, has played an important role in establishing democracy in Nepal. On the occasion, Nepali Congress Vice President Dhanaraj Gurung said that Koirala had a pivotal role in bringing the nation to the peace process. He underscored the need of taking forward the present 5-party coalition in the right way of safeguarding the constitution. Gurung remembered the late Koirala as an adept party organizer. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has pointed out the need to protect and develop the music and drama sector of Nepali, of multi-ethnic and multilingual Nepal, and spread it in the international arena as well. Inaugurating the 12th Pragya Sabha of Nepal Academy of Music and Drama, Prime Minister Deoba said that Nepal is rich not only in geographical and biological, but also in cultural diversity. Prime Minister Deoba stressed the need to develop the language, culture and traditions of all caste and communities and to search, research and document such scattered heritages. Speaking on the occasion, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Jivan Ram Shrestha, said the government would always work for the protection and development of the world's highest peak, Mount Everest, and the promoter of peace, Gautam Buddha. Minister Shrestha said that it was the responsibility of the state to respect the creators and seekers of music and drama, as the music and art sector would always make people's energy creative. 2 more cholera cases have been detected in the Kathmandu Valley. Director of Ministry of Health and Population, Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, Dr. Chumanlal Das, shared that cholera was confirmed in 2 boys of Kageswari Manohara Municipality yesterday. The cholera was confirmed on a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old boy of Kageswari Manohara Municipality 6. With this, the cholera cases have reached 19 in the Kathmandu Valley. Both boys have already returned home after receiving treatment at a local hospital. People have been urged to drink boiled water and drink water after purifying it with chlorine liquid. The Health Ministry has requested all to adopt precautions to be safe from cholera. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today, with the possibility of light to moderate rainfall in many places of the country due to the influence of the monsoon wind. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible in many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places in Gandaki and Sudhir Paschim provinces today. Likewise, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light To moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at many places of province number 1, Kardali and Sudur Pashim provinces, and at some places of Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kardali and Sudur Pashim provinces tonight. As per the latest weather information shared by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 21.8 degrees Celsius, with the maximum temperature was 28.2 degrees Celsius in the last 24 hours. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. India's Consumer Protection Authority has banned hotels and restaurants from levying a service charge on bills. The order came after authorities said there has been an increase in complaints by consumers being forced to pay the charges. Restaurants often add up to 5% to 15% tip to a customer's bill under a service charge category. The new rules say restaurants can no longer add service charge by default or automatically to the bill. The new guidelines also barred restaurants from collecting tips from customers under any other name and deny service or entry to customers who refuse to pay a tip. In 2017, the government's Consumer Affairs Department issued a set of guidelines saying that the customers only had to pay the prices displayed on the menu card along with government taxes. The new guidelines say that consumers can lodge the complaints online or through the National Consumer Helpline. U.S. police have arrested a suspect after six people were killed in a mass shooting at an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois. It is the latest mass shooting to hit the United States. There has been one in every week of 2022. The gunman opened fire at the parade near the city of Chicago at around 10:15 local time, just a few minutes after it began. The gunman fired at members of the public from the rooftop of a nearby shop where police recovered evidence of a firearm. Last week, the U.S. President Joe Biden signed the first significant federal bill on gun safety in nearly 30 years. It imposes tougher checks on younger buyers and encourages states to remove guns from people considered a threat. But critics say the measures don't go far enough. About 50,000 people have been urged to evacuate their homes as floods hit Australia's largest city, Sydney, for the third time this year. Parts of Sydney have received about 8 months of rain in 4 days. Roads have been cut off, some houses are underwater, and thousands have been left without power. Widespread flooding across Australia, driven by a La Nina weather pattern, has killed more than 20 people this year, many in New South Wales. Experts say the flooding emergency has been worsened by climate change and a La Nina weather phenomenon. In Australia, a La Nina increases the likelihood of rain, cyclones and a cooler daytime temperatures. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nine dead, 28 injured in Ramechhap bus accident. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba points the need to protect and develop the music and drama sector and spread it in the international arena. And India bans service charges at hotels and restaurants. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.